so bored. It's so freaking dead in here. How does this theater even manage to stay in business? Who even comes to watch pretentious old French movies after midnight?
They're not just pretentious old movies, they're art. Why do you even work at an art house theater if you can't appreciate cinema? Just to steal popcorn when the manager is gone? Besides, some of those old French movies are actually pretty sexy.
Whatever. Maybe this theater wouldn't be constantly on the verge of bankruptcy if we played an action movie once in a while or something. I swear, like, only 5 people got tickets to this show.
Actually, tonight it's even less than that. We only have 1 customer.
Oh, is it that one guy? What's his name again? He's here, like, every night and I barely even know him.
I've always wondered what his whole deal is. He's a quiet guy, but I kinda like that. You know, mysterious type guys always turn me on. I guess he doesn't have to be the talkative type. It's not like he'd be saying much if I were to sit on his face.
Hey, watch it! What if he hears us in there?
Shut up. We've spent so many late nights working here with barely any customers to serve, bored out of our minds. I can't count how many times the conversation has drifted to sex and who he would fuck. What difference does it make if the guy I'm talking about is a customer? Besides, it's not like anyone is around to hear us anyway.
It totally makes a difference. He's literally right there across the door. This isn't like you talking about your weird sex fantasies about the dad from The Sound of Music or whatever old artistic movie you decided to masturbate to this week.
So you've never even thought about that guy? Because it looked like I got your attention when I said he was all alone in there.
Okay, fine. And I mean, yeah, he is kinda cute. And I kinda do wanna know what he's about. But what am I supposed to do about it anyway? What, just walk in there and fuck him?
I don't know. What are we gonna do about it?
We? What exactly do you mean, we?
I mean, we should go in there right now and give him a little visit. And maybe give him a little something more.
And I thought I was the bad one. I think I know what you're talking about. Shh, let's go now, before the movie is over.
Good, monsieur!
There he is, in the front row.
Wow, he really does come here alone. I guess that means he's single.
Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. I'm sure you can come up with something creative to get his attention. You can finally put these tight uniforms they make us wear to work for once.
Mm-hmm. I think I know what to do. Oh, excuse us. There's just a little trash on the floor. I hope you don't mind me bending over to pick it up. What? Am I blocking the screen? Sorry for the distraction from your film, mister. I hope we're not too much of a bother.
Sorry for sneaking up behind you. What you watching, big guy? La dernière tango à Paris. I've actually seen this one. It's pretty fucked up, but I think it's kind of sexy. So, are you watching it for the plot or for something else?
I don't know. He doesn't seem to be watching anymore. I think he's paying more attention to us than to the screen.
Then I think he wouldn't mind if I got a little closer. So, why do you always come here all alone? You always look so serious. Are you tense? You just need to relax a little. Maybe let me run my fingers through your hair while you enjoy the show.
I think there's something else he'd enjoy a little more than the movie. I think he needs to relax. Just a bit more. Aren't you glad that the theater installed these new reclining chairs? Now I have so much free space to play around. I could even give you a little lap dance.
What? You look so confused by all of this. Have you never had two girls come onto you at once? Maybe even fight over you? Lucky for you, we're willing to share tonight. Just lay back and relax. We're gonna show you a really good time. If it makes you feel more comfortable, you can consider this a service from the theater for being such a loyal patron.
Shut up. The theater isn't making us do this. We were just talking up front about how bored and horny we were, and we both thought you were kind of fucking sexy.
I think there's a little more fun we can have. Allie, lean in a little. Let me unbutton your top.
Do you like them, mister? Do you like it when I press my big tits into your face? You can suck on them if you want.
Oh, he likes it. Just look at how excited he's getting. Maybe you should give that big bulge in his pants some room to breathe.
Wow, he really was excited. Mind if I give you a little help with that thing? Yeah. Let me just get down and... I guess you really did like watching me more than you like watching that movie.
And you look so good doing it. Stay right there, big guy. I'm gonna get a little more comfortable. These pants are just so tight on me.
Are you comfortable in that chair?
I think I know a more comfortable place where I can sit. I'm just gonna sit down right here on your face. You look like you know just what to do. You look so fucking hot sucking his cock. Best show I could ask for.
God, I love sucking his cock. Imagine making him come while his face is in your pussy. That'll be so hot.
Oh, don't you dare. I'm having a good time up here, but you don't even think about making him come until I've had a taste of that dick, too. Oh, fuck. Right there. Jesus Christ. No, no, no. You don't have to go faster, just... Keep looking at me like that.
Oh. Is he gonna make you come? I wanna see you make her come.
Yeah. Oh God. Fuck.
I keep looking at you while I grind on your face. Holy shit. Fuck. I think I'm actually gonna fucking come.
Do it. Make her come.
Shut up. Don't distract him by talking. Just shut the fuck up and let me enjoy this.
I think it's big enough for both of us to share.
I don't think I've ever seen a man get this fucking hard before. Is this your fantasy? Watching both of our lips wrap around your cock.
Maybe his cock was always this hard. We should play this game again sometime, just to make sure.
I can't believe we've been missing out for so long. We should have tried this a long time ago.
I think he's the one who's been missing out. I bet you never thought this would happen, did you, mister?
Don't have too much fun and come yet. I have a better idea. Let me fuck you with my tits. Let's make him come between both our tits. Press yours against mine and just let his cock slide between.
Okay. Look at how sloppy and wet he made his cock while we were sucking it. It slides so perfectly between our tits.
And his cock is so fucking hard. I can feel it throbbing between my tits while they rub against yours.
Do you think he's gonna come? I can't wait to look up all his cum after he's finished.
Oh, I think he is. Just watch the way he's thrusting his hard cock between our tits.
He must want to get off so badly that we're driving him crazy.
I think he might need a little more stimulation. Kiss me out. I think he enjoyed that.
Yes. Thrust your cock in between our tits. Come on, us. Do it. I want it. Come for us. Come for us now.
Look at the mess you made all over my tits. Guess she'll just have to lick it all off.
Will do. He tastes good. Maybe next time he can do that in my mouth.
Oh, there will be a next time, Ray. You wouldn't want to miss out on everything else you can still do to us. Because there's still so, so much more we want to show you. That's right. I'm sure you'll know where to find us.